Rolph was a real unusual place. The first time I went to Rolph, Nels Peterson, first he took us up to the farm, and we looked the farm over, and we decided to rent the farm. And I didn't get into Rolph, but then we had to do some fall plowing, and we couldn't. The guy that lived on the farm there, he and Charlton, there was a guy named Ezra Tebben, and he and Charlton were having a kind of a dispute. He didn't really want to give up part of the land, and Charlton wanted him to, so he wouldn't didn't want to do the plowing. So Nels said, "I'll go up with you, and we'll find somebody to do the plowing." So then we got into Rolph, and there was a half a dozen old guys sitting around the town, Tony Carlson, and I can't think of all their names, but some of them didn't look too clean, and I thought, my gosh,
Was that on a bench in front of the
yeah, they
restaurant
were
or
all
somewhere
around
there?
town there and kind of walking around or sitting around there, and I thought, I think maybe we should make Pocahontas kind of our headquarters. This doesn't look too good. We found, went into the restaurant. Warren Freeman was running a restaurant on the east side of the street, and we went in there, and there's a big crowd of people in there. And so, did you know Benny Allen?
That
Les
was
Allen's
Les
brother.
Allen's brother.
He lived over there where Ray Smith lived at that time. And he was kind of a big operator and did a lot of things. And he had a three or four guys working for him, and they all came into the cafe to eat. So Nels Peterson knew him, and he went over and got him, brought him over and introduced me to him. And he said, this guy told Benny Allen, he said, this guy's moving down on that farm of Charlton's, and he wants some fall plowing done. Would you be interested in plowing it? Yeah, probably, Benny said. He always smoked a pipe and kind of a big feeler sort of a guy. And yeah, he said, if he didn't have to do it this week, he should give me a little time. I said, well, just so you get it plowed before the ground freezes is all I care. So he said, well, I got these guys recombining beans, and as soon as we get the beans combined, well, I'll meet you over there at the farm at 2:30, and we'll look over and see what's got to be done, and we'll figure out something. So went over there, and we figured it out, how much to plow, and he told me what he wanted, and it was reasonable. So I said, fine, you go ahead and do it. So then we did other things in Rolph, and gradually I got to thinking, well, Rolph isn't just too bad a town, So then when we got moved up there, we had a Rolph telephone, and Rolph went to school, the kids went to school at Rolph, and hardly ever did go to Pocahontas, actually. I did not. We did everything at Rolph, practically. And we went into the bank, and I wanted to buy cattle, and I went into the bank, and before I ever moved, and Guy Butler was in there. And so I searched him out, and I said, I understand you're the banker. Yeah, sort of. And he was the kind of guy with his hair was mussed up and disheveled, and I thought, well, he doesn't really look like a banker to me either. But he said, I won't deal with you, but I got a guy in here that is moving into town, and he's going to be the banker, and you'll have to get acquainted with him anyway. So it was Bob Dixon, and I had him in the office, and he took me in there. And so actually, I was Bob Dixon's first customer. So I went in and told him, I said, we're moving on the farm out here, and we want to buy some cattle, and want to borrow some money at the bank. And he said, well, you come in, we'll take care of you. So there we had the bank lined up. So gradually, and then I found Spike Robinson, the John Deere dealer, and Rickard's Hardware. And I thought, well, this is all we need. We don't need anything from Pocahontas, Everything is right here. And it wasn't long till I didn't even notice the guys sitting on the bench out there, And they turned out to all be kind of nice guys anyway, So Rolph has always been a kind of an unusual town. I kind of hate this.
Go back and see
Yeah,
what.
the buildings, a lot of them are gone, and there's no implement places anymore, and it's just a kind of a elevator thing. And I don't have anything against the elevator, but towns can't survive with just an elevator. It doesn't seem the same. And